Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the commodity finance industry, on our essentials news offering, Tata Steel, via its Dutch business unit Tata Steel Netherlands Holdings, has signed a €1.75 billion dual tranche loan provided by 16 international banks. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, the New South Wales Minister for Planning has referred Santos Upstream Narrabee gas project to the NSW Independent Planning Commission for a determination. Over in the project and export finance space, our headline news story, in the first edition of TXF's New Deal in Spotlight feature, we caught up with LBBW, the sole lender on the 33-megawatt Hong Linh 1 onshore wind farm in Vietnam, to find out more about this small-scale, landmark, ECA-backed project financing. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the Inter-American Development Bank is actively engaged in coordinated efforts to fight the COVID-19 outbreak with member countries and other international institutions, and is prepared to help countries through Latin America and the Caribbean. MIGA, a member of the World Bank Group, has issued $375 million in guarantees to support the construction, installation and operation of the 1.3 billion Korsal Potash urea fertilizer plant in Bangladesh. And Atlantis Renewable Energy has signed a 15-year PPA with UK-based miner Angola America for its planned 330-megawatt Atlas Casablanca solar project in Minas Gerais in Brazil. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, on our essentials news offering, Natasha Condon is set to replace Michael Quinn at the helm of core trade at JP Morgan under the recently appointed head of trade, Stuart Roberts, who joined last May from Citi. And HSBC has appointed Mi Chang to the position of head of portfolio management and distribution for global trade and receivables finance in Asia Pacific. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.